What's up, man?
Hey.
How you doing?
I look like a blast from the past.
You look younger today.
Yeah.
It's the shaved hair.
Yeah.
It's the shaved hair.
I shaved. I don't know why.
This is really mean. I shouldn't say this to you. I haven't seen you in a week. I should not start off me seeing you.
What? I'm in 2008 right now.
Yeah, another reason you look younger is because your face is a little fatter than it used to be.
Oh, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to fucking kill you.
I mean, not like fat. That's not what I mean.
I'm going to kill you.
I just mean like you're not as toned as like 2017 Colby was. Mm-hmm. This is the Colby I like, for the record. This is the Colby that doesn't scare me, although I'm getting a little scared right now.
You should.
I'm getting a little scared.
You should be, because one, it's hot as fuck dick in here.
Oh,
and two, you insult me, sir.
There you go, man.
We shall fight to the death.
I got your fan added to my Amazon card. I just haven't bought it yet.
Hurry the fuck up.
I'll probably do it after the honeymoon, to be 100% honest.
Yeah,
so,
the worst.
Man, well, it's only 2 weeks away. You know, you only got two Thursday shows left, and then that's it.
Fuck.
So.
Need to write a speech.
Yeah, it's coming up, man. Do you know it's 2 weeks from Friday? Or yeah. Saturday?
Yeah.
Like, when did that happen? Like, that's weird, right?
Yeah, it just blew by,
like,
man.
It's, did you know it's June Saturday?
Yeah.
June!
Yeah, man.
It's June!
This year has gone by quick.
It's June!
I blame Game of Thrones and Endgame.
We're halfway done! It's June!
And then it's 2020.
I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay. What's up, fictional? It being 2020... I'd like to say when I was younger, I didn't feel like I would make it to 2020. You know, like, that felt like... That feels like the future.
Yeah.
And now we're about to get into 2020, and I feel like it's the same as the 90s, but slightly worse.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it worse now than it was in the 90s?
Mm-hmm. Except with technology, man.
Even technology, I feel, sucks now.
Nah.
Like, here's what happened with tech. We didn't have any, and then in, like, 2007 to 2014, it was excellent. Okay,
yep.
All these amazing things coming out. And then ever since 2015 to now, everything has sucked. It's the same, but thinner. But mm-hmm. Thin isn't good anymore, because you can only make it so thin. So now it's getting fatter, but thinner. You're spreading it out. And they're folding things.
Dude,
it's like, it sucks.
Who needs to fold things, man?
There's no good tech. What's a good tech right now? Tell me something tech that's good that we need in our life. You know what I saw at Best Buy the other day?
Hmm.
An 8K TV for $5,000. What do you need that for? What are you watching in 8K?
You can't even see more than four.
You can't see eight, because they don't make anything in 8K.
You think it's just bullshit?
8K?
Yeah. Do you think the industry got together and was like, let's make eight and just make it the same?
I mean,
it's literally four.
I feel like we just had four.
If it's not,
right?
1080.
Like, wasn't the space between 1080p and 4K huge? Like, didn't we have HD TVs as, like, cutting edge in, like, 2002? And then 4K didn't really start being a big deal until about 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Not 2002, but
2004.
It's definitely been longer between.
Like, we had HD TVs before iPhones,
HD'd
right? I think we did.
Yeah.
I think we had HD TVs before iPhones.
I think you're right, because I remember having a really tiny TV that was HD, and it was literally as big as one of those, and it was
right.
$500.
Right.
And then now you can get that for free when you buy a bigger.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And. Then we had to wait till when? 2014, 2015 for 4K
yeah.
to really be a thing. And now here we are, 4 or 5 years later, and 8K is a thing?
It's about the same.
Four or five years? No.
Yeah.
No. It's like 15 years between 8K and HD, or 4K and HD, and it's 5 years between 4K and 8K.
I disagree.
Well... Shut up, then.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
The Pixel 3a looks pretty neat. Why? Why is it neat? What's it do? What's it do? Taylor says, shh, don't break the simulation. I'm watching the Matrix movies, by the way. Okay, I'm still doing that. All right?
I'm you from 2009, bro.
I watched, what?
Look at me. Split down the middle.
I never got it to go up, though.
You split.
It split, but never went straight up.
Well, how do I do that, then?
I don't know if you can.
I don't know if I can, either.
Pro Xbox Craft, I don't know what that means. The light version of the Pixel 3. Why is it good? There you go. That's you. It's nothing incredibly new, but it has a camera that's good at taking pictures at night.
Who gives a fuck?
Why do we care about that?
Why are you
that,
even
dude?
Taking pictures?
Yeah, who uses their camera phone? When's the last time you took a picture on your phone?
Oh, it's on my dick. Other than Snapchat?
Yeah. By the way, I saw the picture of us as women, and we need to share that.
And work?
Yeah. Like, when did you just take a picture for fun? Like, something you're like, I can't wait to remember this.
Took a picture of two dogs.
When was that?
Sent it to Britt.
That was April 29th.
April 29th.
Okay. So it's been over a month.
Before that, there was a fire. I took a photo of that in my apartment complex. There was a fire.
But that's a month ago, too.
Yep.
Was that a month ago, really?
Yep.
Wow, God, time flies, dude.
And then...
I don't think selfies count, Taylor. I don't think those count.
Then it was in March. There was a guy trying to break into a car in my parking lot, so I took a picture of him for the cops.
And when?
March.
Okay. So 3 photos in 2 months. Well, really 3 months. Britt,
and,
it's his new look. Leave him alone.
And then we're back in December.
Okay. All right. I don't even think I have photos on mine, to be honest. I don't even think I have it. Let's see. Oh, I have this photo. What do you think of this?
is it a specific face or?
That's just RenTV's. He put that somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I took a picture of the spread at the farmer's market, but that's to remember what it looked like next year so we know whether or not, you know, when green onions are at the farmer's market.
Really?
Oh, I took a picture for Chris at night of the pool on May 8th to let her know it was ready. Okay. That's it. Everything else is work-related. So...
Yeah, I don't use my phone.
I just feel like if you take photos like you did back in the 80s of like your family and gatherings and stuff, I feel like no one actually does that with their phones, right? I don't think so, at least.
No. I have a better camera that I took a photo of my family in Christmas.
Yeah, me too. Like an SLR. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
Apparently you can do that on your phone now.
Hey! Yeah. Looky there!
Yeah, you can do it on your phone. That's fancy. That's fancy. Now I need someone to resub so my name goes away because I don't like having it up there on the latest sub. It makes us look like no one watches, so...
I can't sub from my phone.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Just stupid.
All right, well, apparently Taylor and Pro Xbox Craft both use their phones. Maybe we're just robots, dude.
Dude, we are.
That's what it is. We're just soulless robots.
Yeah, we definitely gave up.
Who
our
don't enjoy...
back in when.
Okay, how much... Let me ask this question then. So, because fictional Pro Xbox Craft are talking about the phone. Okay?
What phone?
The Pixel 3
God
and the Pixel 3A. How much is it? Because
$1,000?
That's what I'm thinking, right? Yeah.
Oh,
because
definitely.
You could go get a Canon DSLR for $1,000 that will take way better photos than your phone will. So is it just the convenience?
Yeah.
I mean...
That way you don't have to carry your camera and your phone when you're out at night with a group of chicks and you're like, eh...
How much are they, Pro Xbox Crap? Let me just Google it. Google Pixel 3A. If I want to... Okay, let's see here. All right, how do I buy one? It says $400.
The phone that gets it done.
$400, dude. If $150 if I traded an iPhone. Okay. All right, here's what it claims, man. Here's what it claims. The iPhone... Okay, and then the Pixel 3A.
Okay, one has a flash, one doesn't.
Well, no, they say this doesn't have a flash.
That's bullshit.
Well, this one definitely doesn't have a flash. This one apparently doesn't either.
Bullshit.
That's what it's saying. You know, portrait mode, dude.
Bullshit.
Depth editor, color pop, unlimited storage. Ooh.
God, see, this is what the thing is that changed. I'm not on social media.
Yeah, social media, I don't really do that either, no. To be honest. I don't know, man. Pixel USB-C earbuds, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Google you Pixel Buds, actually, $160. Why are the headphones the same price as the phone? Isn't that the dumbest thing that you've ever seen in your life?
That's pretty dumb.
Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
So I went to jury duty, you know, way back when. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to take my iPad and my plug-in headphones.
Okay.
Because wireless ones are going to die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but it's a brand new iPad.
Oh, so it doesn't have a headphone jack.
It's got the USB-C.
Right.
So I go to take it out, plug it in, and I'm like,
Yeah, there's no headphone jack.
It's not plugging in.
Right.
No, but I got the Lightning cable headphones for my iPhone.
Oh.
But it didn't plug in.
Oh, that's right, because the iPad's USB-C now. Yeah, that's weird.
You know how mad I was?
Like, enough to burn down the courthouse, probably?
I would have thrown the iPad if it didn't cost that much. I was just like, you know, my Apple products are going to work with my Apple products, right? No!
No. That's because they changed it. It's not Apple anymore. Now it's Universal. That's what it is, man.
Fuckers.
Universal. I don't know. I mean, it's like, here's the deal. Okay, honestly, this is stupid of me to say, and I understand that I'm stupid, but when I honestly look at this photo right here, and I go, this photo also sucks.
It does.
Like, that quality compared to this, yeah, is better. Okay? But this is a crap photo. It still looks like crap.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it's better. Like, do you think people, like, back in the 1800s when they had, like, tintype and then they went to sepia tones, people were like, whoa! Oh, my God! This is so great! Like, you think that's what happened?
I don't know.
Because it's like, instead of this man's face being, you know, 30 pixels of blackness, you know, now it's 80 pixels of semi-blackness. Like, it still sucks.
Maybe that's just a shitty photo with really bad color. Because to me, it's you're blowing out the color.
This is the picture that they chose to sell their camera, though. So this would probably be whoever decides, you know, would decide.
Also, where is he putting that camera?
What do you mean, where's he putting it? It's on a tripod, and those models are told to stay perfectly still, and they're wearing makeup.
Yeah, like, the exposure time on that's got to be pretty long, right?
Yeah, they don't say that. Yeah. This is the Pixel... Well, it's a Pixel 3A.
Like, motion is going to be terrible at night.
Pro Xbox Craft 4K is a construct, bro. Like, I can take an image that's 10 pixels and then expand it to be 4K, and then be like, this is a 4K image. 4K just says the amount of resolution, not the quality. All right? There's a difference.
Yeah, learn your shit, homeboy.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's plenty of television nowadays that's shot in standard definition and then is re-ran on an HD signal, but it's not high-definition video. It's just upscaled. There's a difference. True picture 4K.
Preach, brother.
You're not going to get that out of a cell phone. The sensor is not big enough, period,
Preach,
no matter
man.
What.
Yeah.
I don't even think most DSLRs take 4K. Sensor to sensor. They may do 35 millimeter full frame, but I don't think that's 4K, is
no,
it?
It's not.
It's a little less.
Yeah.
It's close, but it's a little less. Which is why 4K is ridiculous, because even, like, Hollywood cameras don't shoot 4K true 4K. And now we got 8K TVs!
The Reds do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Native? Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That seems ridiculous. Okay, let's look.
I don't know why anybody shoots anything without a fucking Red.
I think there's another one, the Ari, right?
Yeah,
isn't that one?
I'd still go Red.
Okay, look at this, man. All right, here's the three. Great website, by the way.
What's happening?
It's loading, bro. Okay, so here they got this one. Okay, so shot on theirs, shot on ours. I mean, that's better.
That is better.
It's still not a great photo, though.
No, and if you zoom into that, it's going to be terribly shit.
Like, what do you think? You think we could actually pull it up? You think we could pull up this photo?
I don't know either, man.
I don't know either, man.
Doing my legs.
How your legs doing, man?
Really bad.
Yeah? Really bad?
My shins. I'm not going to be able to move.
Like, you said you're running?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I need to.
Don't do that.
I'm running in sweatpants and a hoodie.
That's the size of the image on their server.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's what it says, yeah.
Do some hacking, man.
What's it say? Equals RW dash and then width. Okay. So if I go to here.
So it's equals RW dash width. And it was 900, is that what it was?
Okay, so this changes the width, so I can make it 9,000 if I want.
Nope. Oh.
So this is max size. Right here, and this is, I don't know how big it is actually, but this is the max size. Yeah, that's the biggest it's gonna get.
So, like, I mean,
and this resolution is 1600. So this is about 1200, probably 1000. I bet it's 1000.
It can handle black pretty well, but those blues in the background.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool that you can see the mountains.
Grainy.
I get it. Like, if you're sharing this photo or you want to look at it on your phone, this is fine.
Yeah,
but like. If you printed this out, it would look like garbage. Because I can see the grouping of light colors that the algorithm goes in and says, okay, this is just this color tone.
Right.
And then it smooths it to the next color tone. Like, look at this mountain. Like, there's no mountain here. The mountain is just up here.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I mean. So it's like, I can see it. It's better. But, like, if you're going to take really good photos, just go buy a DSLR. And then if you're just taking photos for your phone to look at later and remember, I mean, first of all, take a photo in the day, you know?
Yeah, you hooligans.
You know, you're...
What the fuck you doing up,
like,
at night anyway?
Just take a photo in the day if
go
you really
to
needed to. And two, that other photo is probably fine. You know? It's probably fine.
Yeah, just boost the exposure just a little bit.
Yeah.
Bump the contrast. Anybody with editing software, which is built in every phone now, can probably make it better.
This is a really self-serving segment.
God, fuck resolution, man. Yeah. Fuck these companies thinking that the camera is hot shit. How about you make a phone that could suck my dick? How about that?
That'd be great.
Give me that.
That'd be great.
Give me a phone that can scratch my back for hours on end. I would buy the shit out of that.
That might work, dude. I mean, my phone might do that now.
You're itching your back with your phone.
Oh, you mean like just leave it there, then it gets up and it goes... Ooh, that'd be sweet.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we need that. Yeah, why doesn't that exist, dude? That should exist. You're right.
Why you anti...
Get this man a job at Google.
Become a professional photographer or shut up.
My God.
I'm a fucking amateur photographer. You don't hear me over here being like, I take great pictures. I know my pictures suck ass, all right?
Here's what it is for me, to be honest, is that the layperson, the mothers of the world, your mother, my mother, okay? She's just happy to have a camera. She doesn't care how good the quality is as long as she can see what's in the photo. You know how I know this? Because my mother was excited to get a camera back when they first appeared on phones, and it took pictures this big. Took pictures this big, and she was psyched about it.
I remember my parents being like, why do you need a camera on a phone?
Right. But you know those old digital cameras that they had before cell phones that take worse photos now than the worst cell phones you can buy? Those were fine for decades.
Yeah.
Everyone's fine with it. So here's the problem I have with it. All the nerds like us that really care about specs, you should have the thing that takes the best photos if you really care about the best photos. And that's never going to be a phone.
Yeah.
Period.
Get the red phone, man. He said there's a red phone.
Red phone ain't gonna be good. You need a lens. Because 90% of what makes a photo good is the glass on the sensor. Period. You know what's in a DSLR? A big ol' sensor and a friggin' mirror. That's what's in there. And then you know what makes a photo good? A lens.
Yeah, without a lens, it won't take a photo.
That's true. Well, it will. It'll just be really blurry. Red phone, look it up. I really hope this is a picture of just Red Foreman saying he's going to put
a boot
up my ass.
I really hope it's got just the biggest fucking lens on the back of it.
This is the dumbest looking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it looks like a...
Are you prepared to make a deal? Didn't think so.
Oh, God. You know, I watch this guy.
Now, this is going to be different. It's smartphone season. You know, there's a lot of people in the comments. What is this, smartphone therapy?
You can skip
forward. Well, kind of. Extra phone, but this is so different. This is so weird, this phone. This thing is like a weapon. This is insane. I mean, it feels like one of their cameras. I guess I should have suspected that.
No way.
It is metal.
Who would have guessed?
It feels like a weapon. It probably could be a weapon, in fact.
Not at all. But
enough's enough already. It's my turn now.
That's where he's taking pictures, if you want to watch that.
It's very loud.
No, not this part.
I'm having like a roller coaster.
Right about there.
Buddy over there is envisioning a future in which something far more portable may be capable.
God, did they try to make the world's most boring video? I mean, is this
nice
what happened?
Experiment. It's really
this
cool.
Man is literally putting me to sleep.
A beast like. I mean, if you're carrying a beast like this, though, what does it need to be doing for you? There's no count.
That photo sucks.
Individual hairs. There's, it's blur. The hardware feels finished. I'll give them that. It's solid. I feel like this is a thing that's going to have to grow over time.
Yeah,
the
that's surprisingly really bad.
That was not a good picture. And no. You know what? Also, not a, like, there is a lens, but it's a fixed lens.
Yeah.
My camera bag's right there. You see it? On the other side of that trash bag?
It's a tiny one right
no,
there?
No, that is not it.
Because that's the only one I can reach with my legs right now.
Okay, well, don't worry about it. Point is, there's a lens in there that's this big. It's so big it can zoom through people's clothing. That's how big it is.
Yeah, it is.
Okay?
Let me see them toenails.
Okay. Like, I just...
That's what I want.
It's just, if you're going to be a nerd about camera, get a good camera. That's all I'm saying. Like, don't get a cell phone camera. That's like being
How
a car
even
nerd.
Get here, man?
It's, you know, it's the same thing. You know what it is? You know what it honestly is? It's like those people who are obsessed with, like, Ferraris, so they put a V8 in their Civic. That's what it is. It's like, no, it's not the same thing. Okay, you're not fooling anybody. You're just annoying Colby every morning when you wake up with your loud engine.
Hey, he's gone, by the way.
Dude, when did that happen, man?
Dude, like a while ago, actually.
I'm happy for you, man.
I know.
That's huge.
It's the best thing ever.
That's huge.
I think he was dating a chick in the apartment complex, and I think they broke up.
Oh. I wonder why.
I don't know. Short man complex?
Overcompensating with his vehicle?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, she looks like the type that's into that.
Okay.
But
a lot of unwashed hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That fucking dog.
A lot of shirts with, like, crosses on them.
Yeah, like, really emo,
yeah.
Purple and black
yeah.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I know exactly who you described.
Colored hair.
Yeah, of course. Badly colored.
Yeah.
And that looked like it was colored over color.
Oh, yeah, like she did it herself, for sure.
Yeah, in a shower, and her fat friend was there.
Yeah.
Telling her about...
I went to breakfast on
the people
Sunday.
Who had tortured her, yeah.
I saw a chick with yellow hair.
Okay. Yellow.
Yellow.
Like a rain jacket? Like Curious
not
George?
Blonde.
Like Curious George.
Yellow.
Okay.
Curious George, yellow.
Okay.
It was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
That's weird.
It's like somebody who was dehydrated, pissed on her head, and it stained her hair that color.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It was a poor decision.
I think it's smoking hair. Doesn't smoking turn your hair that color?
I don't know.
How old was she?
Old.
Like 60s or 70s?
No. Probably like a smoking fat 40, 50.
Oh. That's rough.
Man, it was hard to avoid looking at.
I bet.
Just out of sheer terror.
Reflected the sun.
Yeah.
Man, I saw a girl with highlighter hair. Is this a trend?
Highlighter hair, I like that. Well, actually, no, it wasn't even highlighter, because highlighter is almost like a limey yellow.
Yeah. You're talking about...
This was piss yellow. This was, I haven't drank water in 2 days, piss yellow.
That's disgusting.
Because, yeah, it wasn't even on the verge of gold. It was just the shade of yellow you don't want.
That's gross.
The exact one.
That's horrifying, actually. Pass. Mm-hmm. They'll pass on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like your gold or diamond gold icon thingies.
It's right
in
here.
The chat.
Yeah,
that's too gold.
Okay.
It was more piss yellow than that.
Okay. Okay. Gross.
It hurt me.
I bet it did, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that was forced upon you.
Yeah.
I'm also sorry that you went out to breakfast at a place you didn't want to go to, because I could have. I texted Colby and said,
yeah,
"There's no show,
fucker."
And he's like, "I wish I would have known. I could have gone to a different breakfast place."
Yeah, man.
And I'm like, "Sorry. Next time, I'll cancel it earlier."
I could have got my fucking chicken. I'll take 5 chips.
I also really appreciate and enjoy the fact that Colby says I'm out at breakfast at 1 p.m. Like, that makes me happy inside.
Dude, that's my breakfast.
That's his breakfast.
Back off
at
me.
1 p.m.
You don't get to judge my life.
I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
just
laughing
saying,
and judging,
well, I
bitch.
Mean, I am laughing and judging, yeah, but I'm not really judging you.
You're the worst.
Just as much as, you know.
Is this glass or is this
that,
plastic?
That has got to be plastic.
It's so thin.
It's gotta be plastic.
But it feels solid. Like, I can't, like, squish it.
Well, plastic can be hard, man.
I don't want to try.
Don't, especially not with liquid in it. No, please don't try to squeeze it until it pops with liquid in it. You want to get to some topics, man?
Oh, that's stronger than the last one.
Good.
Or
you got something you want to talk about? I mean, I haven't seen you in a week. Anything exciting happen in a week?
Got my dick cut off.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
It doesn't anymore. No
Taylor,
dick.
Taylor, I'm sorry that you resubbed right after that. Okay, that was ill-timed. Also, she put squeeze it till it pops.
Can't anymore, it's gone.
Yeah, as her.
What do you call those people? What does Game of Thrones call those people?
Eunuchs?
Yeah, eunuchs. I'm a eunuch. Eunuchs,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Is Brit mourn the loss, or?
No.
Has she noticed?
No.
I didn't think she has. How long has it been?
Years.
Well, I mean, it couldn't be longer than a week, because I said what happened this week.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, it's been like a week.
He said hears.
Right after this show.
He said hears, can't hears, that's what he said.
Years can't hears what now?
Never mind.
Hears.
Trying to help you, it's not.
Hears.
It
happened hears.
It's not working. It's not
just
working.
Ignore me, man.
So, anything else besides that? You've been running. At the gym, outside, like, what you doing, man?
Just running outside.
Yeah? Going to the park?
No.
Oh. Just around your apartment?
I've got a lake by my apartment.
Oh, Mr. Fancy
Lake. Did you know that somebody got decapitated in that lake?
No.
Like, they found a decapitated corpse in that lake.
How long ago was this?
I don't know. I think a good while.
What's a good while in decapitation terms?
Like, years.
Okay, all right.
Before I was there.
Okay.
But it happened.
Okay, everyone wants to know the story, man. Do you know why?
No, you want to look it up?
I mean, I guess.
Decapitated body, Wichita, Kansas. Search that shit.
Decapitated body, Wichita, Kansas. Woman found dead, was decapitated.
That one.
That's from April of 2017.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, that's 2 years. It's 2 years.
I was still living there, though, when that happened.
This can't be it, because this is not anywhere near where
Southwest.
You live.
Southwest. Okay, good.
Yeah, this, by the way, this is a house right here where someone gets decapitated.
Yep.
Just for the record, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Who told you this, by the way?
What? I was reading Menace's comment.
Who told you this?
I don't know. Somebody. I forget. I was drunk.
Okay. Trial begins for woman accused of beheading ex-boyfriend. Maybe this is it?
No.
Why are there people getting their heads cut off so much?
Dude, I don't know.
That's April 2017. I think someone might be lying to you, man. April 10th, 2017.
Google don't show people, but Google the apartment complex, maybe.
Is it this one?
Yeah, that should bring it up.
Divers search for pond for human remains?
Yeah, try that.
This has got to be it, right?
If it ever loads.
It's loaded a blank page. Can't. It literally loaded a blank page. It's just our newspaper's website, you know. It's no big deal.
Should I leave a review on their Facebook being like, I heard a woman was decapitated in your pond?
I can't believe this. Oh, here we go. Divers search pond for human. What's it say? For human remains after fisherman hooks hair clump. Okay, here we go. Driver searching a West Wichita pond Thursday came upon an empty.
Yeah, that's the pond.
After a fisherman reported finding a mass of hair. Said a 43-year-old woman was killed and decapitated in 2002. Lucille Gallegos' head was never found. Douglas Belt, 54, who was sentenced to death and Gallegos' murderer died in April at the El Dorado Correctional Facility, and he was on death row.
In 2002?
That's when the murder happened. About 3:30 p.m., Wichita, police called fire officials and asked if we could use our rescue team to search for an object in the pond. The fisherman reported that his hook had snagged a clump of hair, but the divers did not find any human remains during their search. Gallagher's body was found in a vacant apartment where she worked as a housekeeper. She had been sexually assaulted and decapitated.
What?
DNA evidence played a key role in Belt's conviction, according to the Eagle's article in 2007. A spot of blood on the balcony railing tied Belt to the attack on Gallegos. Tests showed both Belt's and Gallegos' DNA is in the mix. Weird, it says that it happened in your apartment number. So it's 2002, man, but...
Well, that's a complete lie!
Well, it's actually worse. Isn't that worse? That she was sexually assaulted and decapitated in your apartment complex and they never found her head?
It wasn't in the apartment complex.
No, it definitely was.
No.
It says that right up here.
In her apartment.
Yeah.
It didn't say if she lived there.
Just east, where a 43-year-old woman was killed and decapitated in 2002.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't live there, but yeah.
I live
very close.
So her head is still out there. So technically, you could find it.
Dude, how would you like to be one of those fucking divers going in that goddamn tiny
dude, those people,
pond?
I feel like they love it, dude.
You think?
I think they gotta love it.
You can't see shit in there.
They got
that
lights.
That water's filled with so much goose shit. It's
dude, you know what is in there? Every a skeet and scat from humans and animal alike for the last 50 years
every
are in that pond.
Every possible bacteria you could imagine
yes.
is in that pond.
Yes. Everything. Because every drunk person ever goes, I'm gonna go throw my trash in that there pond, and then they go throw their trash in that there pond.
Oh yeah, they do.
Human hair is probably the most natural thing inside that pond. I would not be surprised if there was a canister of waste, nuclear waste in that pond. But yeah, so a woman was decapitated and sexually assaulted in an apartment near yours, and then her head was cut off And never found. But they thought they found hair in the pond that you run around, but it wasn't, you know, a head. So you're all good. It's just hair.
Like, what do you think the accuracy of those divers could be? You think it's
100%? It's very accurate.
You think they scour that entire lake floor?
I think they probably have ways to discover stuff, yeah. I think they do.
Really?
I do, yeah.
Like what? Like a metal detector for human skin?
They can find bodies in the ocean, man. I'm sure that they could find... people in a pond.
Maybe there's too many ducks. Maybe a duck.
They're not living under the water.
Maybe a duck.
I mean, I do feel like it would have decomposed, right? I mean, it's been 15 years.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah. That's what I would think.
Like, don't skulls stay, though?
Good point. Skull would probably still be there.
I don't know.
There's probably.
Definitely not hair.
Nemo's living in that head. 100%, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a fish house. Yeah, Wichita's great. I
remember a body being found in the big ditch right there.
Yeah, big ditch? It's not a ditch right now. It's actually literally a river.
It really is.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, I used to tell people when I would come back from Manhattan, they'd be like, how is Manhattan different from Wichita? And I would be like, here's how. I go to Manhattan, I hear Crime Stoppers reports, you know, and the Crime Stoppers are like, a convenience store, blah, 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 was robbed the other day. The victim was driving a Ford Bronco, white, black. Guy calling him Juice, so they chased him down. And then I came back to Wichita, and literally the first thing I hear on Crime Stopper was, the other day at the corner of Broadway and Seneca, a woman was walking her dog. Very cute dog. And she was nice, and she was old. As people drove up next to her, dumped gasoline on her still-alive body and lit it on fire. As they watched her burn, they laughed, and then they cut off her head and desecrated her corpse in a nearby park. If you have any information about this brutal fire murder, please contact Crime Stoppers. Like, that was literally what I heard. A lady was doused with gasoline, lit on fire alive, and then was cut to pieces and scattered around a park, around our college. Wichita State University, go Shockers.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of drugs here.
Yeah, there's a lot of gangs here, too.
There's a lot of drugs and gangs.
A lot of
here.
Drugs, a lot of gangs. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do.
Except murder.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's not more.
I am, too, honestly, because it's boring around here. You know?
Yeah, I'm about to go to emo night tomorrow at some club.
What are you? Why? Would you like me to invite you over so you, you know, don't have to go?
Oh, it sounds fun.
What's the name of the club?
Wave.
Oh, you're going back there, huh?
I'm going back there.
Just be honest and tell me you're not going for the emo. You're going for the frickin' bar.
No, the bar's expensive as shit.
Yeah, but you're rich, so.
I don't know. Yeah, I would prefer not to pay the money that they are charging for.
But you
shit.
Will pay the money.
Absolutely, because yes. I'm not going there to just sit.
You know,
talk to friends.
You know, on Pinella's podcast, he talked for like 40 minutes about Wave and how great it was. Mm. Like, he talked about it like normal people talk about women, you know, or he would talk about a man's body.
That makes
sense.
Like,
that is.
He has been making a lot of gay jokes recently.
Dude, he needs to just. It's like, I'm rewatching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's just like, he's Mac. It's like, we all know, he knows. Just needs to come out and say it. You know, we need arbitration. That's what we need to do. Put him in arbitration. Except I don't want to see him, so it's going to be a problem.
He'll figure it out eventually, right?
I don't know if he will. I don't know if he will, but okay, what's an emo party? What is this?
Oh, I think it's just people who like emo music. They're going to play a lot of it. I think that's what it is.
I'm going to look at what it actually says. I just don't believe that it's a thing. So what is this website?
It's
is this an epilepsy website? Why does this exist?
It's a really good way to keep old people out of your club. They come here. And
it's working on me. I don't want to go.
They die. Yeah.
Weekend emo night at the. You weren't lying.
I'm not lying. I called it emo night because that's what it's called.
It's emo night. That means all your favorite songs from like 10 to 15 years ago will be blasting super loud. You and all your friends will be singing along at the top of your lungs just like when you saw the real bands in person years ago. So come have some fun. Jared will be behind the bar. $3 Pabst Blue Ribbon, $5.
That's Jared.
He's going to be behind the bar, man. $5 Vegas Bomb. Show up before 9.
Is it Jared whatever his face?
It's the child molester. Yeah, Subway.
No.
You Brickman?
Yeah.
No.
You sure?
If Jared Brickman is there, you text me. I'm going. If Jared Brickman is there, I'm going. $5 Vegas Bomb. Show up before 9 to grab some tacos, burritos, nachos, and tortas. From Adios Nachoria. If you like Emo Night, be sure to join the Facebook group for Emo Night! No cover all night long. Also, make sure to check out the Emo Night Snapchat filter. I don't know who you are.
Yeah, I don't either.
If someone was like, Seth, describe Colby to me, but do it in the written word and pretend it's opposite day, I would write that paragraph. This is what I would write, okay? Here, let me count the opposites here. Favorite songs from 10 to 15 years ago. Colby is 26 years old. Your favorite songs from when you were 9? What is it? Are they going to play There's a Hole in My Bucket? Like, what are they going to play? Okay? Also,
if they're 26, I would have been 16.
10 to 15?
Yeah.
You would have been 16 to 10.
That was right when I was getting into hardcore.
Okay, well, that's not emo.
That's true.
That's not emo at all.
I really hope this isn't going to be like fucking, like, Panic at the Disco, goddamn My Chemical Romance and shit.
Oh, if you will hear Black Parade at least 5 times.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
See, I want emo. No, I want, well, I don't know.
Let me continue. Some screamo. Blasting super loud. Are you a fan of loud music? I honestly don't know. I feel like you don't like that.
If it's a live band, yes.
It's not. It's going to be the Black Parade at 80 decibels.
The first time I went to Wave was for an 80s night.
Okay.
And it was the loudest fucking shit I've ever experienced. Now, it may be outside since it's nice out. Even though I think it's going to rain. Wait, no, it's not raining tomorrow. It's raining all next week, right?
Yes. Have you looked at the weather app, by the way?
Yeah.
Just open the weather app.
It just says,
Look at this. Scroll down. Oh, they adjusted Saturday, at least. I was showing that to my chat this morning.
Well, it was nice tomorrow, though, wasn't it? Perfect. That's all I need. It's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be beautiful.
Well, then it may be outside.
Okay. All right. You and all of
if
your
friends.
If
it's outside, it's fine. If it's inside, it's like way too.
Colby hates friends. You don't want friends. You don't have friends. I mean, you have them, but you hate that you have them. Friends. Nah. That was very convincing. Good job.
Sometimes.
When you're with them. You like friends in theory.
No.
No?
No, I like friends sometimes.
Okay, you gonna like them tomorrow?
I mean, probably not. I'm gonna be tired of shit tomorrow.
Okay.
Only day I'm awake and ready to interact with people is Saturday.
Will you be singing at the top of your lungs?
Depends on what song.
Did you see any of the real bands, emo bands, in person years ago?
Depends on what bands.
You didn't. Do you know who Jared is?
I don't know.
Are you excited to buy Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Yeah.
What about Vegas Bombs?
No, I hate Vegas Bombs.
Do you like tacos?
I'm not going to be there by 9.
Okay. All right, by 9. All right. Okay. Let's check out this Facebook group, dude. Let's just see some of the people that you're going to go with. Don't beep at me. I apologize, chat.
Yeah, I wonder if it does have a dress code, man. It's like, I feel like I should go super emo.
No, dude.
Like, I don't even know how to go emo. It's been so long.
What do I do?
Black shirt.
Oh, here's Jared right here, dude.
Oh.
Here's perfect. Jared. Do you know this guy?
I don't. No. No, I don't.
No one does. No one does. So.
Was there anyone in that group?
You tell him, hold on. Jared posted in the group. Like, he owns that group. And he put Jared will be behind the bar.
Yeah.
That would be. Like, does he think that people care that he's behind the bar? Is he a local emo celebrity?
I don't know.
Like, he must think someone cares, right? There's 214 members, dude. Created 2 years ago. I'm going to join it. I should join it as Z-Swig. This is the page. That'd be great. Oh, I have to be approved? Oh, come on, man. Why do I got to be approved?
Dude, everybody's got to be approved now. Groups are secretive.
Well, they ain't going to approve Blaze Champion.
No, they won't.
Okay, that's not going to happen.
Well, they might.
If they do, they're stupid.
Well, duh.
Every emo night is every Wednesday at Barley Corns, unless we have a band scheduled. No cover, just good times. So they haven't updated that.
Yeah, it's not Barley Corns.
Right, but Adam used to own Barley Corns. Now he owns the Wave. Jared is a clinger for Adam.
Gotcha.
In my guess. What's up, casual? Man, I'm really upset that I can't. You think they'll approve me?
Yeah, probably, man.
How do I know when I'm approved?
It's Wichita.
How do I know when I'm approved?
I'll give you a notification.
Well, I have 93 of those.
Well, you might look at those.
I look.
Do you have a Facebook group for Z-Swigs?
A Facebook page, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like you on Facebook.
That's fine. You don't need to.
I didn't even know that existed.
You don't like me in real life. Why would you like me in Facebook?
Super true. You're a dick.
Okay, so we're right there. I marked them all as red. Okay.
Started this fucking show giving me shit.
This show also has a Facebook page.
I know that much.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know why I didn't figure that you would probably do the same for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing that's on Twitter, so.
Yeah.
It's only for those weirdos who don't have Twitter.
I just look at Instagram.
Yeah, well, it's also on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing. If you follow me on one, you basically follow me on all three. Twitter occasionally has extra content, but... honestly, none of the content I make is worth looking at, so...
Yeah, I ran, now I'm tired.
What?
I ran, and now I'm tired.
You know, exercise is supposed to wake you up, bro.
Not after the fact.
Do you wanna watch some stuff, dude?
Yeah, let's watch some stuff.
You wanna watch some stuff here? This will make you happy. Charlie Hunnam talks to be Wolverine. What do you think of that, man?
I sent you this.
You did?
Yeah.
Dude, you're excited about Charlie Hunnam, right?
No, I thought it was hilarious that we had just had a show where you talked shit on Charlie Hunnam.
That's because you're obsessed with him.
And also a show where you were like, who the fuck's going to replace Wolverine and Bamboozle? There you go. The universe answers you.
You're obsessed with Charlie Hunnam. You know that, right?
No, I'm watching Vikings.
He's your man crush, right?
That's fine.
Right? Is he in Vikings?
No, but okay. There's a dude who looks exactly fucking like him.
Isn't Charlie Hunnam, like, basically unemployed?
Nah.
Like, he did Sons of Anarchy, and then he did that King Arthur movie, and then that's it,
he did
right?
Pacific Rim.
Okay, that's a long time ago, too.
He did some other movie where he's, like, a jungle explorer.
Okay. Is he just following The Rock? Like, whatever the... Like, is he gonna be on a skyscraper next, missing a leg?
That's possible.
Fighting a giant gorilla, working with Kevin Hart.
Dude, I don't know, man.
You mark my words, chat. The only person who's going to play Wolverine is an unknown actor. They're going to get someone who no one knows.
You think?
It's the only way it'll work. Because otherwise, everyone will project their opinions of the actor onto that guy's portrayal of Wolverine.
I think he did a good job in whatever the
hell. I mean, I'm sure he'd be a fine Wolverine, but we look fondly on Charlie Hunnam.
We?
I mean, I don't have a problem with Charlie Hunnam.
You did, too, last show.
I don't think so.
Two shows ago.
I don't think so.
You did.
I think that you, because you're in love with Charlie Hunnam,
no.
Any criticism I have, you immediately take as rage.
No, I completely agree with you. We were talking about who's the next, like, George Clooney of today's era.
Oh, okay.
And I brought up him, and you're like, fuck no.
No, it's not him.
Yeah, it's definitely not
him. Doesn't work.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
Well, he does. Any. They're just real shit.
He's probably doing plays or something. Okay, man, I've got three videos for you. I'll let you pick. Okay, we've got the Rambo Last Blood trailer.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, I don't know if we even care about Rambo.
Dude, Rambo it up, man.
Literally, yeah, the only thing I know about Rambo is...
a secret fact, actually, that will make you really want to watch this Rambo movie?
What?
Britt's secret crush is Sylvester Stallone.
Is he from Boston?
Oh, I have no idea.
From Hell's Kitchen. This guy?
Yeah, that guy. She thinks he's hot.
This man.
Yep. And old Sylvester Stallone, too. Not young. Old.
Yeah, this man.
Yeah, that one right there.
This one.
Yep.
It looks like his eyes are trying to get away from his hair. Look at this one. Like, if you tried to recreate this at a character creator, you couldn't get your eyes down that low on your face.
I don't think so. He does have a pretty large forehead.
His forehead? No, but see, I don't think his forehead's big. I think his eyes are really low.
Maybe his eyebrows are just really high.
Maybe.
They do arch.
How do...
Oh, God. That's terrible.
How does it make you feel that Brit's into that?
Not great.
It shouldn't, right?
Yeah, no.
It shouldn't. Like, Chris is into, like, old men. Like, what is... Are we old men?
I don't think so.
We might be.
We're basic, man.
Okay, I also have some guy literally took the Sonic trailer and replaced it with Sonic from the video games.
Ooh.
In the entire trailer. And then I have this 9-minute video of a new game called Death Stranding, which I know you've heard of. It's the one that has Guillermo del Toro in it. It's the one that has Norman Reedus in it.
Oh, that one.
With the baby.
Yep.
And all that weird stuff. They released a gameplay trailer of it.
Okay.
We could watch that. I still don't know what's going on. But
let's
we could check that
there,
out.
Man.
You want to start there?
Shit about the other ones.
Okay. Let's start here. Let's
start out with some weird stuff.
You just tell me what I'm looking at, okay? As it happens here. Hey, Ren, thanks for the raid. Welcome in, everybody, from Renstream. We're getting real weird.
Is that
that's
that
Mads.
Guy?
It's Mads,
yeah.
Mikkelsen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll always be with you.
He's just saying goodbye to his baby.
Are we the baby?
I don't know. No, we're Norman Reedus. Sunset,
the day is ending. Let that yawn out. There's no pretend.
Together, you can help us reconnect. You can make America whole.
No, America's finished.
Sam, if we don't all come together again, humanity will not survive.
We don't need a country. Not anymore.
We do. Alone, we have no future.
Bridget, you're the president of jack shit.
You have any idea what's going on yet, man?
No.
Okay. Keep watching. Maybe it'll be revealed to you, dude. So this is the actual game. Like, that's gameplay.
Where does motorcycle go, man?
Dude, I don't know, but now he's got a ladder.
That doesn't work like that.
Like, what are you doing in this
it's
game?
All to safeguard the continued independence of Edgenot City. They want the UCA to leave him be.
Who are these assholes again?
Homo demons. Militant separatist
group.
Did
he say homo demons?
Homo demons, yes, he did. Yep.
Bunch of terrorists who go around towns killing people and leaving craters.
Right. Nothing's off limits for them.
Wouldn't you do the same thing?
He just took his mask off and had another mask on under.
Extremists.
Become a homo demon? Probably not.
Plotting in the shadows.
I mean, I might lick Leia Sado if I could.
Anybody think that's too big of a crate to carry on?
Oh, back? He's gonna have back problems for his entire life.
Yeah.
Like, what am I watching right now, dude?
I don't know. It's a mix between Halo and, like, The Village.
Like, they're just poking him with sticks. And he did a high-quality dodge right there.
Yeah, I'm fighting with a crate, bitch.
He's got his motorcycle, bro.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Dude, it looks crazy.
You may know better than to mess with BTs.
Like, style-wise, it looks awesome, BTs. You know?
Just sense them.
That's why we came prepared.
A bridge baby, huh?
Makes me feel like shit every time.
A bridge baby?
He's got a bridge baby now, dude. He's got a bridge baby.
Freaks me out, too.
Is this the fucking blind movie?
What
bird watching?
Bird watch.
Bird box.
Bird man. I mean, I do kind of like he's covering his mouth. Like, it looks really cool, but like.
I died. Hades? This movie started out with the U.S. and now we moved to fucking gods of Greek mythology.
Let me just sneak next to this tank, bro. Let me just sneak next to this tree.
Is he in World War One right now?
Dude, I don't know.
It looks like it.
It does, doesn't it?
That's direct from Toy Story.
What's up, April?
Sam, we want you to go west and finish what Emily started.
Rebuilding America isn't going to get rid of the BTs. As long as they're still around, there's no escaping it.
But at least we'll have hope.
If you follow the little rope thingies, by the way, it says eat standing. Just want you to know that.
You see,
no, I can't see
I've
it.
I've come to understand the truth of the Death Stranding.
Oh, it's so hard to form connections when you can't shake hands. Fortunately, I've got a good connection to the other side.
Are we in Vietnam now?
Dude, I don't know. I didn't think about the time travel aspect. That'd be pretty sweet, actually. I do really like that they're camouflaged in this mud lake, and they're being all sneaky, and then he just flicks his lit cigarette, and then the whole lake catches on fire. Kind of ruins the whole stealth, you know, object of surprise type of idea. You know. Spoilers.
Covering the world in cable didn't bring an end to Warren's suffering. Don't act surprised when it all comes apart if you try to do it again.
Humans aren't made for living alone.
Oh, there's more.
They're supposed to come together.
How is there more? This is the same video that's in like a compilation
this
of everything.
This is one whole video.
What the
if we
fuck?
Can't reconnect.
Tomorrow's in your hands, bro.
No, it's not.
That's what we need right now. Not to stand apart, but to come together.
I'll show you the real thing soon. I promise.
Are we the baby?
We are right now. Yeah. What's up, Bad Juju?
The whole wide world will be yours to explore. You'll be able to go wherever you want. Even the moon.
It looks like the weirdest game probably ever invented.
Like, it's a cool trailer, but, like, what did I just watch?
I don't know, man.
You know, like, what did I watch?
Let's get the Sonic Hedgehog thing out of the way real quick.
No, hold on.
What?
Hold on, man.
I don't want to know anything about what you're looking up. What?
I'm going to show you the official webpage, okay?
Why? I don't want to see it.
I'm going to show you why.
I don't want to see it.
Because it tells you on this page what the game is.
Oh, okay.
And you think that, you know, reading that would help you, okay? After the collapse of civilization, Sam Bridges must journey across a ravaged landscape, crawling with otherworldly threats to save mankind from the brink of extinction. Okay? In the near future, mysterious explosions have rocked the planet, setting off a series of supernatural events known as the Death Stranding. With spectral creatures plaguing the landscape, and the planet on the verge of a mass extinction, it's up to Sam Bridges to journey across the ravaged wasteland and save mankind from impending annihilation.
That's enough.
Do you understand what that
Sonic.
Means?
Sonic! Okay. Sonic! Okay. The fucking hedgehog, man. Let's go.
So this guy named Arthur Baranov.
You don't need to know his name. Don't even give him credit. Just watch it.
Okay. All right. What's up, Blair?
What the...
So he redid this whole trailer and made Sonic, Sonic.
Gotta go fast.
You're telling me one guy can do
this? One guy did this.
An energy surge knocked out power across the entire Pacific Northwest. This needs someone who can figure out exactly what we're dealing with.
I'm just noticing there's not that much Sonic in the Sonic here.
Okay, Juju. Yeah, right? A lot of Jim Carrey, though.
What the?
Are you in charge? Did he say mess or miss?
Yes, I am. Nope!
I think he means mess with you.
SFPD!
Meow?
Ah!
Oh, come on.
Okay, pal, I want answers.
Basically, it looks like I'm gonna have to save your planet.
Oh, is that all you got?
No, but thank you for asking.
Uh-oh.
Whatever this creature is, our job is to secure it, neutralize it.
Remember how this is Gangster's Paradise? Dick. Did they just fly through a ring portal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at this! A
9 million steps today.
Like, he fixed it, right? Like he fixed it. Like what?
That was less awesome than I thought it was gonna be.
Well, I mean,
spectacular CG work, man. Congrats, but
I mean, I think you're right. First of all, it shows that Sonic's not in the Sonic trailer. It's maybe 45 seconds for Sonic,
yeah.
Which is actually even more amazing. That how, like horrible the reaction was to it when he's barely even in the thing. Are you okay?
Yep. Let's watch this Rambo trailer.
You want to watch Rambo,
what
man?
What the fuck are we... Am I playing a game tonight?
Yeah, we're playing a game called Castle Crashers.
Oh, shit.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I played that.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
You have not.
I have to.
No, you... When?
Little tiny blue, red, green, some other color, tiny little castle.
I don't know. I've never played it.
I played it.
When did you play it?
Like a long time ago.
You did not.
I fucking did, bitch.
On Newgrounds?
No, it was on the Xbox.
Mm.
Got it for free. I had one level.
Hmm. Hmm.
He drew first blood.
I've lived in a world of death.
Hey, Brett. Hey, Brett, take out your teeth. Take
them out. I've watched people I've loved die.
Hey, Brett, it's me, Cy Snyder.
Some fast with a bullet. Some not enough left to bury.
Why does everyone become a cowboy?
I've kept my secrets. But the time has come to face my past.
Is he in fucking Rio now?
They will welcome that.
They drew first blood.
Oh, God.
I want revenge.
Ride till I can't no more.
I want them to know that death is coming. And there's nothing they can do to stop it.
What a waste of my life watching that trailer. I know everything that happened in that trailer before I watched that trailer.
Yeah.
Except for Old Town Road, which I can't believe was in that trailer. You know?
I haven't heard Old Town Road.
You haven't heard Old Town Road?
No, I've avoided it.
Well, let me make your day, man.
Is it by a rapper?
Yeah. Wait till you see him, bro. Let's just watch Lil Nas X, okay? Let's watch the music video, dude. This is for you, man. This is for you. There he is. That's Lil Nas X right there, dude.
So he definitely just played Red Dead and was like, I want to make a song about this.
Yes. That's what happened. People been playing too much Red Dead Redemption.
Boss, I'm flabbergasted. Why we stop?
When you see a black man on a
that's
horse
Chris
going...
That's Chris Rock, dude.
You just gotta let him fly.
You right. That's a horse horse.
That is a horse horse.
You know who the country singer in the song is, don't you?
Let's
see if you can guess by looking at him. There he is.
That was rough.
Oh, God.
It's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
What?
It should be fine. We'll settle in here for the night.
I can't figure out if Lil Nas X is making fun of Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, he definitely is.
I think he might be.
And last time I was here, they weren't too welcoming to outsiders.
Yeah. You're with me this time. Everything's gonna be all right.
Like, why didn't he get George Strait, you know? So he went through a time portal. That's what's happening. Okay? With his gold jewelry.
Mama!
Okay, here's the actual song. It's beginning now. How you doing over there, man? You doing okay?
I don't know what this is.
This is Old Town Road by Lil Nas X.
I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse.
This is Billy Ray.
This is Billy Ray Cyrus. You gotta admit, he still got it. Pretty good voice, honestly.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the boosters black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in a valley, you ain't been up off that porch.
Yeah, he did just rhyme horse with horse, by the way.
You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my blood. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask.
He's definitely making fun of him.
He's right, right?
Oh, yeah.
Cowboy hat from Gucci. Wrangler on my booty.
Okay, you got me. It's all good.
He just said, cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty.
I just hit a flock and I'm up. I seen you before. You from Compton, right?
Huh?
I'm sorry. Hey, Quan, get your children off the animal, please. That's his property. We don't do that. You know what I mean? I apologize about that. You have a good day. Get off my car.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
What the fuck is this? Is this how desperate people are now in 2019 of trying to get attention?
Dude, this song's huge. This is the biggest thing in America right now. Easily.
Yeah, it's a Gangnam Style. I give no shit.
It is like Gangnam
Style. It will
not
be remembered in fucking 10 years.
Like, he dressed Billy Ray Cyrus up in pink. Take my horse to the hotel room. Now that's more like Gangsta.
Town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond.
That's what, by the way, that's the worst edit in the history of audio engineering. I don't know if you heard it, but it's the worst.
That it?
I think that's it, yeah. And there's a lot of this, but yeah, that's it. What about this, man? This has gone viral literally today.
I saw it.
You saw this?
Well, I saw something like it.
You know, I'm...
You literally saw this? Look at these kids. First of all, she's getting some F's in the chat because this is what Chris literally deals with every day of her life, and this is why she gets a summer break, okay? Second of all, get some F's in the chat for me because my son was singing Old Town Road as I dropped him off on Wednesday night. And then this lady's crying. That girl is crying. Like, that kid's demanding Old Town Road. That kid needs to be taken out back. You shut up! You don't get to demand things, child! This is Kansas! Let's get to the part that matters, okay? Blue's up against the wall, like scribbling in a notebook. Get on with it, bro.
Yeah.
done with humanity?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard.
Hey, man, you thanks for the resub, man. Does that help?
No. They know every word.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
every word, dude.
Turn this off.
Turn this off. That got you, huh? What do you what's in your head right now?
I'm gonna murder everyone underneath my age.
Holy shit! Oh yeah?
Yeah. My kids are never, ever watching YouTube. Ever. Like ever. If I see my kid in that crowd going fucking crazy, you bet my your ass he's getting whooped and sent into a closet. Yeah, man, it's legal in Kansas, just as long as they have a bathroom and food and
I
water.
Don't even know if you need that, to be honest. I think you need air.
That's horrifying.
You're going to be a great father.
I now understand why every old person hates anyone younger than them.
Yeah, you know, that's why they hate us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I completely understand.
But we didn't do that. Well, we did. You remember Slipknot? Slang, Insane Clown Posse?
That neither of them could have come to an elementary school full of children, and every single kid there would have known dead body through the floor. You know,
I think part of the problem is, though, honestly, is that because we went through that repression, they're not going to play Drowning Pool at our school. Okay, it's not allowed. Yeah. Now, all the people that are our age, the Chris's of the world, they go, Old Town Road's not going to hurt anything. We'll let them sing it at school. Because...
bet money he mentioned sex, drugs, and fucking killing people in that song somewhere. In
well,
some
do you
want
to read the lyrics? We
no,
can read
I
the lyrics.
Do not. I want to get to playing this Castle Crusher game because I want to forget my life is like how it is.
Let's see. Okay. Yeah.
No.
I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to
okay,
take my
right
horse.
Right there? Yeah. Right there.
No, he's talking about his horse.
Right there.
He
no,
is not
he's talking
about
his bitch who he's going to take to a hotel and hump for the next fucking ever.
I got the horses in the back. Horse tack, horse tack is attached. Hat is matte black. Got the boots that's black to match. Riding a horse, huh? You can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch now. Can't nobody tell me nothing, which, by the way, is a double negative. That means everyone can tell him everything, just for the record. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Verse 2. Riding on a tractor. Lean all in my bladder.
Drugs.
You got it. Cheated on my baby.
Sex.
You can go and ask her. My life is a movie. Bull riding and boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci. Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride... till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I got the.
When the fuck's Billy Ray Cyrus' part?
He sings the, yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road.
Well, yeah, but he also rapped there for a second. Ooh. What was his rap bits?
Oh, good point. Great point. Oh, so you think it's the remix version from Lyric Genius? Let me look. Yeah. Hats down. Cross town. Living. Like a rock star. Spent a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit. Diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down I'm guessing it's Rodeo. In my Maserati sports car. Got no stress. I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I can kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that Old Town Road. I want to ride till I can't no more. That's the Billy Ray Cyrus part.
What did I say at the beginning? Sex, drugs, and what?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Money? Something that kids probably shouldn't be hearing.
Well, there's definitely drugs and there's definitely sex. Yeah. Yeah. But they don't understand it. There's a Q&A over here with Lil Nas X. I have a few country songs. I'm not going to lie and say I'm a huge country fan, but I respect the genre because I respect every genre of music. At first, I thought I'm just going to rap, but then later on down the line, literally probably two, three songs before Old Town Road, it's like, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to make the music I want to make, and if people like it, then they like it. If they don't, then they don't. Before it was even taken off the country charts, I was just happy to be on Billboard at all. Even after they did take it off, I was like, okay, at least I'm on Billboard. Then I started to think about, I was like, why? After listening to the other songs that's actually on the chart, it's like, wait a minute, something's not right, basically. Felt amazing to get support from the country stars because it's like it's their lane. It's like you're getting respect from old people who've been doing this for some time. This is my first time dabbling in anything country influenced.
Whatever. Props to the man for making a fucking song that broke the internet. That's fine. Don't have an elementary school kid singing it word for word. No.
Well.
You're an old man, dude.
Sorry. No.
You're an old man.
I'm trying to see it from a different perspective. I think I had my mother buy me an Eminem album when I was 9.
Yeah.
Maybe younger. I feel like I saw 8 Mile when I was 8.
Yeah?
Nah, it couldn't have been 8.
Let me. Okay, first of all, I agree with you. Okay, 10-year-olds are the new 20-year-olds, I think, because of the internet. So that's my official stance. I think you just got to monitor what your children do and then make sure that they're not reacting badly to it. Okay, devil's advocate, though, to your argument. And I guess my own argument is, do you want your kids to turn out like you?
I had fun.
Like, no. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, when your kid is 26,
and
you look at his life and you see your life,
Is
that what you want?
No.
Okay.
Well, he could be doing worse.
Yeah, he could. You know what else he could be doing?
Better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's like grass is greener, bro.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It's a whole lot greener on the other side, but there is some non-green behind me. Depends.
What's underneath you? Is it green?
It's like a dirt brown. It's not black.
It's not scorched earth.
But there's like hints of yellow.
I think we should add a new segment to the show where I read rap songs.
No, that's the worst
spoken
thing
word.
Ever.
You
that's
know,
the worst thing ever.
Just to let people know how white I truly am.
It's the worst thing ever.
Okay,
please stop.
Yeah, you know, El Papa La Papa, El Papa La Papa says that country is just the new rap. That's what he's saying.
He's not wrong.
I agree with him.
Country lyrics are very basic.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like rap nowadays.
Like, there's no more rap. You know, like the days of Kanye, 50, that type of stuff, that's gone. Everything's kind of...
It's still there.
No one listens to it.
Yeah, it's very hidden. It's
no one listens to it.
It's not popular.
It's the same as, like, my music, the folk stuff where people are playing on banjos and upside down bowls. Like, it's there, but no one listens to it.
No.
It's like that. Now, everything that's rap is this mumble rap that we're too old to really comprehend. And I think the rap stuff, the more mainstream, quick wordplay, it's country music now. Like, Nelly was in a Florida Georgia Line song, man. You look like you hate life. You know you're going to birth a child into a world.
Not anymore.
No? You're done with children?
Yeah.
Doesn't Britt want, like, 3?
Sucks for her. I can't stand it if my kid comes home singing that fucking song.
You're going to be happy. He won't, because it's going to be 10 years from now, and it's going to be something much, much worse.
Yeah, see? I can't take it now with that song. Imagine me taking it later.
You want a mind pretzel, dude?
No.
You want a mind pretzel? Okay, honest answer. When do you think the earliest you will have children will be?
In 5 years.
5 years. Okay, that's what I thought you would say. 5 years. So 5 years from now, my son will be 15. So when your son is 10, like my son is now singing Old Town Road, my son will be your age that you are now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mind pretzel for you, man.
That's just how time works.
Yeah, but it's a mind pretzel.
It's just time.
It's a mind pretzel.
That's not a mind pretzel.
It's a mind pretzel, dude.
You want to hear a mind pretzel?
Yeah, sure.
What do blind people see when they dream?
Whatever they want. That's not a stupid mind pretzel. That's like a fortune cookie thing.
How do they know? They've never seen anything.
Why does it matter?
That's a mind pretzel.
Have we seen anything?
Yeah.
How do you know that what I see is what you see?
I can poke your fucking nose and it's your goddamn nose, you dingbat.
But how do you know?
I know because I just poked you and
you
reacted.
But how do you know what color it is?
I'm gonna throw this vodka.
You know the shape?
I'm gonna throw it.
How do you know that I'm seeing the same green you're seeing?
Doesn't matter. You see shapes. We can both look at a circle and tell that it's a fucking circle.
Blind people can see light.
No, they can't.
Maybe they dream in light.
Born blind people cannot see shit.
Some of them can see light.
I'm disabilityist.
What?
What do you call that?
I don't know.
What do you call somebody who's racist towards disabled
people? No one's ever been that.
Somebody's been that.
Someone has.
There's a term out there.
Hitler was that, right? Didn't he hate disabled people?
I'm pretty sure.
Maybe you just called them Hitlers, you know?
Bad Juju's got a great point.
Something called imagination. I think you're describing it.
Yeah. It's a great point.
My mind pretzel was better.
Your mind pretzel is not better. It's just time.
It doesn't blow your mind, dude?
No. It's how time moves.
Yeah, it doesn't blow your mind?
Forward. It moves forward. If you were telling me that if I had a son and he turned 10 and your son was still 10.
That'd be weird.
That would be a mind pretzel. I'd be like, how the fuck does that happen?
That's weird.
Yeah, see, that's better.
Maybe I had two children.
You're dumb.
If I had another child right now.
Not right now.
Well, no, I have to have it exact same moment. Yeah. You got to text me when you're making a baby so I can
do the same thing. I can do that mid-hump.
It's happening. And you put your phone down and it happens. They're going to be like, Chris, we got 3 seconds.
Can we play the game now?
No, I don't want to. I want to keep doing the show.
Why?
I don't know. You
want to play this fun castle game?
It's going to suck.
It was a great game.
You're going to hate it.
I love this game.
You're going to hate it.
I played this game. I like this game.
There's no way. You've never said those words in your life except about Call of Duty Zombies.
Red Dead.
I don't think you like that game.
Did I even play Spider-Man?
You did. You did?
I didn't. I don't think I ever did. I watched you play Spider-Man. But I don't think I ever played it.
I don't think you ever did.
When do I get a pick again? Because that's what I'm picking.
What?
Do you own that game?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's what I'm picking whenever I pick.
Okay. You're never picking again.
I'm picking next week.
No, you're not.
Yeah, definitely.
You picked like 2 weeks ago.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
We had Spyro, then before that, we had... Shit.
We can look real easy here. I have a catalog of everything we've ever done. 50 videos, by the way. Okay, maybe you haven't picked.
Or Cities.
Where is Cities? You picked Cities.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But it's not on your list. So therefore, the rules do not apply. I get to pick.
Where did it go?
I don't know, man.
That's weird. It's got to be in here somewhere.
Why would it not go by date?
It does go by date.
Well, then it's not on there.
When did we play Cities?
I thought it was after Sims. Or after
Resident Evil. It's right here. Yeah, it's in between Resident Evil and Overcooked.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't clip it? Was I high?
And so tonight I'm playing Castle. Next week is my fucking pick.
No.
Yes!
No.
Yes!
No.
Yes, Queen!
Let me look here. Let's look at a calendar. Because we probably should announce we're going to take a week or so off here pretty soon, too.
No.
I mean, no.
You're Skyping in.
No, I'm not. You don't want to do a show. Quit pretending.
Fuck no, I don't.
Quit pretending. Okay, so we got this week and then the one before the wedding. 13th you can pick, man.
Thank you.
You can pick that day.
Thank you.
So
wait,
not
no.
next week, the
Why
one
the
after.
Why the fuck not?
Because it's a good one to send you up.
No. No. By rule of law of Colby Plays Games, next week is my fucking pick.
Rule of law of Colby Plays Games?
Suck my balls. I've done 3 of your damn picks. Now it's my turn to pick.
No. No, we'll do it. We'll do it right here.
Fucking hate you.
You know, depending on what's happening at E3, we may not even do a show that day.
Yeah.
You know?
Then I'll never get to pick.
But then we're off. But we are doing a show Sunday after my wedding.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
We're definitely doing a show Sunday. I've been promoting it forever.
Not doing a show on Father's Day. No.
Yes, we. Father's Day means something to you now.
To you, yeah.
No, it doesn't. What does it mean to me?
Father.
Who cares?
Spend the day with your child.
I'm not going to. I'm going on my honeymoon the next day. He ain't gonna be here. I gotta work. You're just trying to get out of a show.
Oh, yeah.
See, what happens is, I said, I'm not going to do shows for a week. You're like, Skype in, man, because you know I'm not going to do it. And then the one where I'm like, hey, we're going to do this one, you're like, no.
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 No, I'm good. I'm picking next week.
Two fathers and two sons go fishing. They all catch a fish each, and nobody lost a fish. They have come back with three fish only. How? One son is also a father. That's a... It's pretty easy.
It's a grandpa, a dad, and a son.
Yeah. It's only three people.
Come on, Menace.
Please. We're friggin' scholars, okay? Do not try to debate us. We know everything.
Can we play the fucking game,
yeah,
man?
We'll play the stupid game
God
now.
Damn.
Okay?
You're just mad because I'm excited for it.
Just wait. You have to play on the keyboard.
You'd rather... Why?
We'll have two controllers. They want to play. They want us to both play.
What? Where? Through what?
The PC.
The Xbox?
No, it's a PC game.
Oh. It's on Xbox.
Well, I don't own it. You want to buy it?
No. Isn't it on the Xbox Pass thing?
You want me to look on the PlayStation, see how much it costs?
No.
Okay, then we got to play it on the...
It's on the Xbox Pass thing.
I still don't have two controllers, even if it's on the Xbox thing.
So. Well, then what are you going to use?
I'm going to use a controller. I have one controller.
Oh my God.
You get the keyboard, I get the controller.
I'm gonna fucking kill you. What? What controller works with your PC?
The PlayStation, or the Xbox controller.
You're the worst.
The PlayStation one didn't work. I tried to make it work. It didn't work. I tried for 30 minutes before the show to try to get
I'm
the PlayStation
controller.
I'm staring
at an Xbox controller.
It doesn't plug in. There's no USB port on it. You're staring at it because I went and dug it out of the closet to try to find it. It is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Literally, my PlayStation controller could control the start menu. Like, I could open the game using a controller, but once it got into the game just didn't acknowledge its existence. So you have to use a keyboard, and I'm going to use the controller.
Sweet.
Yeah. So now you excited?
Right. Really? Gonna quit 30 minutes in.
I mean, we did a 30 minutes extra show.
Maybe like a 15 minute in.
It'll be fine, man. You can always do online minutes. By yourself if you really like it that much. I don't really care if I play or not. I'd much rather just watch you.
Alright, let's go.
Alright, we're gonna get out of here, guys. Thanks for watching. If you're live on Twitch right now, don't go anywhere. We're gonna take a quick break. Colby's gonna pee. And we're gonna play.
I gotta pee. I'm not drinking beer.
Okay. We're going
it's
to.
Magic. Oh, it's magic. You know,
we're gonna
never believe it's not so. It's magic, you know. It just repeats from there on.
Okay, so we're gonna take a quick break. Come back with Colby Plays Games. He's playing Castle Crashers, a game I don't know what it is, but Colby apparently really likes it. So we're gonna check that out tonight, and then we'll be back Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European, right here at twitch.tv/SendToColby.
Are you gonna break your PC again to avoid a show?
Hey, man, if we go to... Maybe we go eat chicken and wait like a PC breaks.
There you go.
You know? That'd be okay with me. Hey. Guys. SouthernColby.com. Merch. Social. Links to everything. The podcast. The videos. The Colby Plays Games. Everything's there. All right? SouthernColby.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Some more stuff. See you in a second. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.